I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Okay, I'm just arriving at a house in Reservoir Hills where a large black mamba has been seen in a fruity pomegranate tree, I think. Workers have seen it a few times when they go to pick fruit, and now they've just seen it again. And gee, the site here is, it's like a construction site. It looks like they're building a complex and there's just bush everywhere. It looks perfect for black mambas, and people in Durban know Reservoir Hills is quite famous for its mambas. The place is huge, over there. I've got to try and find where I'm going.
The mamba's actually on the other side of the fence, in a thick granadilla. It's like a creeper growing over, it's like a big granadilla bush, and there's a big shed skin. So it's obviously his hangout, but now I think he's cutting a hole in the fence because it's just bush, and we're going to try and go through. We're looking for a way to go next door. Looks like it's just bush, but actually I can see a house now.
Alright, I've just left there. We cut a hole in two different fences just so I can get access to where they see the snake. It's definitely a resident there. I found two skins, one very old one and one more recent one in the canopy of this bush. But it makes you feel like he's watching you, because you see an old skins there, and the bush creates like a little, almost like a cove, you know, somewhere you can hide under. So it was either up in the tree somewhere and we couldn't see it, or there's like a massive compost heap. It's deep on the other side of the fence, on the caller's side of the fence. But I mean, it would take a day to clear all that up, and I don't want to do it unless I know he's there. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be calling me back, because that is definitely a resident mamba. So hopefully we have some good news soon. Okay, now the guy from Reservoir Hills who phoned me this morning has phoned back. He's not home, but his neighbours just called to say the workers have seen the mamba and they're busy watching it. I'm in Queensborough at the moment, but I'm flying there. They are keeping an eye on it, so hopefully it just stays there. And yeah, it's going to be tricky because it's a thick little clump of bush. I'm hoping it's not too high up. If it's high up, I'm going to have to climb, but those branches don't look too sturdy. So I think this could be quite an interesting experience. But yeah, I'll try and chat to you there. Right, just pulling into the complex now for round two with this mamba. Hopefully this time we get it.
Cool, we got eyes on it. It's in the granadilla tree. It's curled up in there. It looks pretty comfy, but I'm gonna have to cut through the fence again and go from underneath. Okay, I've gone through the fences. I'm now right beneath it. Well, I am, I can't see it, but I am beneath it. It's unstable ground here. I'm now up in the tree. Everyone can see it from the side except me, and I don't know if I'm within a meter, half a meter, or 2 meters from it. It's pretty stressful. It's a horrible tree to climb. Adrenaline's causing my body to shake, but he was coming next to me. I tried reaching for him, and as I did that, he dropped, slithered beneath me. I was staying up in the tree. I was trying to get down, but so many branches, and it's gone into this compost heap at the base of the tree. But now it's on the other side of the fence. We're gonna have to cut a hole in this fence. It's a big mamba. Yeah, another wreck would be good, eh? There's so much rubbish, there's layers of it, and he's somewhere in here. But I can't. Yeah, I'll finish with the plants. You want them? But there's so much rubbish. Oh. And now we're getting somewhere. One of the workers is helping to rake away some of this rubbish, and one is helping me watch. I'm standing almost in the middle. I'm a bit switched on. Hang on, wait. Things can happen, yeah. Wait. Okay, after digging for a few meters in the compost heap and digging away, there was an old crate embedded in the ground, and I could see there was a cavity. And I can find him. Yeah, you're safe there, don't worry. He's curled up right in the back, but the problem is he's basically under the bank, so if I move the crate, all that sand's going to go on him. But it's been stressful because I could have been standing on him, but it's alright now. I can at least know where he is.
Wow, was that a hectic and a tiring rescue? What a snake! It's massive! It's biggest mom of the year for me so far. Big chunky snake. I'd estimate it between 2.5 to 2.7 meters long. Really big, impressive snake. And powerful too. It had gone under this pallet that was embedded in the bank, and I eventually got the tail and had to try and pull it out. But you know, I always say to people, these snakes are so powerful, and I don't think the guys on site there believed me until they felt it afterwards. Once I grabbed the snake, they felt it and they were taken back. Black mambas are such powerful snakes. Their body is just muscle. And so often you have to pull them out of somewhere. It's hard. They resist, of course. You could pull hard, but you can't pull too hard. So that's another thing. So if I just yanked as hard as I could, I would injure it. I could separate its spine. So I don't want to do that at all. So you've got to be gentle. But yeah, they are powerful animals. Really powerful. And few people understand what I'm talking about, but they certainly are a snake, an animal that demands a lot of respect for so many reasons, but their power is one. But yeah, good fun. I mean, I struggled to get the workers to help me. I struggled to convince them, but eventually they got stuck in. Especially when I had the tail, I felt a bit braver, I think. Even though the tail's not the end that's going to do the damage. Yeah, really nice people. The residents were very grateful. The workers, I think, just were so delighted that snake was gone. Fair enough. But yeah, glad, always nice when it ends peacefully. No one's hurt, no dog is hurt, because there was a dog there, and the snake is fine. Often it's the snake that loses out on those situations. So, very glad to have got it. Big thrill for me. Very happy. And it's awesome to see snakes like this. This is a big old snake. I mean, it could be 10 years or more. It isn't nice removing them from where they've been living, but it's definitely for the best. Because if I don't remove it, someone might just kill it. And it certainly is not welcome there. That mamba's been residing there for at least 6 months, I'd say. I mean, I found two skins, so it could be 6 months to a year. But it's for the best. But yeah, amazing experience. One I'll definitely remember.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.